fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chests. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the 20th day of May, 2007. Welcome to the John Moore Show. I know there's lots of new listeners. I've become active in some new areas. Tuning in for the first time. If this is your first time, you need to take a peek at my website. You'll see my photograph, my bio. Get to know a little bit more about me. My website address is thelibertyman.com. I was a guest on another show earlier today and had some interesting discussions about earth changes and the threats facing the men and women and children of the United States of America right now in May of 2007. It was a fascinating discussion. And there are many threats, and people need to know about these threats on one hand. On the other, don't get too caught up in trying to predict when things are going to happen. And then, in turn, base your preparation now or future preparation on this knowledge. That's not the way to go about this, quite frankly. In my opinion, preparation should be incorporated into your lifestyle. It should be something that you make and do prudently, prudent preparations, and still have a good life, employment, friends, family, social interaction, and so forth, active in your community. That, in my opinion, that's the way it should be. It should be part of what you do every day, every week of your life, and just become part of your life. The men and women who are closest to these events, the veterans who know, especially the submarine veterans, who know about abrupt climate change and what that means in the not-too-distant future, the ones I know, that's what they've done. I didn't necessarily want to live in the Ozarks, but they understood that it was the safest place to provide a safe haven for their families. And they made the move. They made the tough decision. They investigated. They did their research. They found a community that they thought was to their liking. Bought a place where they could live and have a life. And life goes on. Life goes on. That's important. And I encourage everybody to do the same, or at least consider doing the same thing. Incorporating preparedness and make it part of your life to the best of your ability.
Play simple, natural.
And we are having our first break come up. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 20th of May, 2007. Welcome back to the show. I should remind you, this is a live call-in show. The call number is 800-313-9443. And we will take your questions and comments. This is your chance to ask the expert, so to speak. I am an expert when it comes to preparedness and the use of firearms and defensive measures of that nature. So this is your chance to ask your questions and get some good answers. If I don't know the answer, I'll research it and get back with you next week. I had a conversation last night with a gentleman. He's a distant relative we had never met previously. He's from the East Coast. He's a machinist. Has a business where he repairs props off of ocean-going ships, everything from small props to the large ones for the large ocean-going cargo ships. When he found out I have steam engines on my website, he was very interested. Of course, he's a machinist. And he knows the value of steam when it comes to making power And it's unusual. It's unique. You know, what Mike Brown is doing and the steam engines that are being offered, steam engines suitable for the farm and the ranch, small horsepower steam engines. You may, when most people, when they think of steam, they think of two things. They think of the steam locomotives of the 19th century that Jesse James would stop the steam locomotive and hold it up. Or they think of the steam-powered automobiles from around the turn of the century, the Stanley Steamer and so forth. However, ladies and gentlemen, and when it comes to creating large amounts of energy, steam has always been the way to go. As I frequently say, a nuclear submarine is a steamboat. A nuclear-powered aircraft carrier is a steamboat. A nuclear power plant making electricity is a steam plant making electricity. All the nuclear energy does is make heat to heat water, which becomes steam, which makes the energy. Now, Mike Brown's steam engines don't use nuclear power. Clearly, they don't. They use anything that will burn. Most people would use wood. You could use coal. You could use dried out cow dung. You could use old textbooks and make electricity by burning whatever is at hand to make your steam and make your electric. So that's a pretty special thing. It's a very unique thing. And if you want to be independent and have all the power you need, plus a massive surplus of hot water for domestic purposes or even industrial uses, a steam engine and boiler are definitely the way to go. When I was on the air this morning, I mentioned Queen Elizabeth visiting the NASA Goddard Space Flight Institute not quite 2 weeks ago, May the 8th of this month. Now, the NASA website has some nice photographs of her and her husband, Prince Philip, visiting the NASA Goddard Space Flight Institute, and a very well-done public relations assortment of stories and photographs. However, in my opinion, the wealthiest, probably the wealthiest and most powerful woman on the face of the earth, did not go there for the things that were stated in the well-written press releases. Instead, I feel she went there to be briefed. The NASA Goddard Space Flight Institute is the location where the best qualified PhD scientists live and work, studying the Gulf Stream, which scientists call the North Atlantic Thermohaline Conveyor, and other matters related to abrupt climate change, rising ocean levels, and so forth. This is a matter of extreme urgency. The best PhD scientists on the planet are watching the Gulf Stream 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for the following reason. The Gulf Stream is in the process of slowing down, and it will be stopping. It's highly likely and highly possible that these scientists have determined within a fairly close parameters that time frame, that period of time, when the Gulf Stream will be stopping. Not too far in the future, by the way. Not too far in the future at all. When that happens, it's not a matter of if, when that happens, please look at a map first. England, Ireland, and Scotland are as far north as Moscow. The reason England, Ireland, and Scotland have the temperate, mild weather they do is because of the Gulf Stream. Once the Gulf Stream stops, England, Ireland, and Scotland get the weather of Moscow. That's going to be pretty significant, especially when nothing in the country is built to survive the kind of harsh winters that Moscow is built to survive. The pipes aren't buried deep enough. They don't have furnaces heavy enough duty. They don't have the insulation to deal with the winters of Moscow. That's a fairly significant change. And we got our first caller on line one, Reload in Arizona. Are you there, Reload?
I sure am. How are you doing?
Real good. What is your specialty of reloading, if I may ask?
From Irga Split and Loudon Boomer long arms to blow your wrist to smithereens hand cannon Wildcat. Okay, here's the problem in my question. I'll get right to it.
Go ahead.
I'm extremely right-handed. And when I say extremely right-handed, I'm not just saying that I couldn't shoot left. I could get something to spit out the tube, but
right.
That's about it.
Right.
I have no right eye vision of any type, and I need... Okay, understand this. I'm the guy that used to shoot 1,000 rounds a week, every week, religiously, with a .44 special because, like, hey, I enjoyed it, and I found a load that worked and had a gun that I couldn't wear out and whatever. Besides that, I shot 1,000 rounds a month with some of my Model 98s in various calibers, usually .308 ended up. Anyway, now I'm still the right-handed guy I've always been, but I have no right eye vision. Who makes something that is like an offset that I can put on my long arms to shoot right-handed and left-eyed? That's the question.
Well,
I'll shut up for a bit.
Okay. Well, you got it. First of all, you got it figured out. With pistols, it's not nearly as problematic as long arms because you got a lot longer eye relief with pistols.
Exactly.
Now, with long arms, something that comes to mind, Reload, is the offset scope mount that was built for the Garand. Not that that's what you would need, but that the using that concept of an offset scope mount, like similar to but different than the Garand, and there were some other, like the Brits had that goofy Bren, was it the Bren machine gun that loaded from the top and had an offset sighting system also.
Oh, that mechanical.
It
this
was
ain't gonna concept. Work thing.
it was a typical British goofy engineering, but it was offset iron sights, right? I think I would look at the a good quality red dot scope, and talking to a gunsmith who's also a machinist that could build you an offset scope mount. To mount a good quality red dot scope offset so you could shoot right-handed using your left eye and not put a crank in your neck?
I'm going to jump in here because, like, hey, I've thought of that. Look, I've got a large refrigerator size gun safe.
Okay.
Full of long guns.
Right.
Full of shelves, gold, bullets, you name it, reloads, everything.
Okay.
And I've thought of that. I've checked into it, and doggone. You know, I live in the Phoenix, Arizona metropolis.
Right.
And there doesn't seem to be anybody that really knows his machinist stuff, so to speak.
Well, you haven't shopped deep enough and long enough. I do have some locally. Maybe you and I need to talk off the air a little bit. Most gunsmiths aren't machinists. You know, they're good guys, and they know what they're doing, but most of them are not machinists.
Yeah, they can drill and tap, but that's about it.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. For a gunsmith, most of the time, it's all that's necessary.
Sure.
A master machinist who can fabricate is what you need. And it's going to come down to, and of course, this can be done, Reload. However, it's going to be a matter of, how much money do you want to spend for how many custom scope mounts? That's what it's going
to
come down
to. Right off the bat, I can just off the cuff answer that and say I'm willing to pay a $300 setup fee And
hold on, we got a break.
You bet.
Come on, we'll talk after the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about. In order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easy heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, Stoves & More Online. Online.com.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 20th of May, 2007. We're visiting with Reload in Arizona, discussing custom scope mounts for rifles. You still there, Reload?
I sure am.
Okay. We have a problem. We're working on a solution. I would, if I wanted to accomplish your goal, I would have a custom mount that I could attach and remove my scope of choice without losing my zero from several different mounts on several different rifles. Is that the direction you're headed?
Yeah. Let me go ahead and expand a little bit on where I'm at.
Go ahead.
Okay. I used to shoot small coffee can size groups at a measured mile with my 1961 production Remington 22-250 with a 30-inch varmint barrel that measures like inch and a quarter diameter at the spit out into the tube. Now, that's with a great big piece of glass on it, too. Great big old piece of Leupold glass on it.
Obviously. That's world-class shooting. Clearly, it is. Well, that's what you did at one time. What's your shooting goals and pursuits in the future going to be?
I want to be able to accurately place a projectile from any of my arms. Might be a lever action 444 Marlin. It might be a Erga Splitting a Loudon Boomer Wildcat Mauser. Might be anything. I just want, I want to be able to shoot a rifle left-eyed and have good cheek weld and trigger pinch and all that type stuff,
Right. Well, it's to the best of my knowledge, Reload, you're going to have to find a master machinist that you can work with and custom design and fabricate. Now, by the way, you may turn this into a little side business for yourself or because you can't be the only person who wants to achieve this goal.
Good thinking.
Yeah, and this could become a little business that you could sell. And since it's not a firearm, you could sell it, without any paperwork, of course.
No kidding.
Yeah,
wow.
And maybe develop a little business for yourself to engineer, fabricate, and sell something that would help a lot of people who have a similar situation.
There's got to be a lot of us out here.
Oh, I know there is.
I see one-eyed people all the time,
Absolutely, absolutely. And what you're describing is no small thing. I've seen people who don't know any better attempt to shoot right-handed with their left eye on a long arm. And it's very difficult to do that without giving yourself a crink in your neck. It really is.
Well, besides, if you shoot anything that gives you what I'll term politely feedback, you might get a little discoloration going on.
Well, I've got scope cuts before. I got a 50 cal Browning myself, and it was a badge of courage. The first round I put down range, I ended up with a little blood trail, but I kept shooting anyway.
Yeah.
I would look for a master machinist that you can work with, do some designs and engineering to come up with a simple design to incorporate using existing scope mounts and then.
Yeah, I want I want something that's a knockoff, this'll work type thing.
Right. Your beginning point should be existing mounts, and then take that mount and rework it to become what you want it to become.
The only thing I'm really concerned about is like some of my H&H stuff. Calibered stuff. I don't think you could hang a scope off very, very, very far off of center line of thrust alternate that would stay put. Just wouldn't happen. Of course,
well,
I don't shoot those.
Well,
they hurt too much.
Well, the feedback, as you refer to the recoil, can be pretty considerable. Pick out a starting point would be a favorite rifle that you would really like to be putting some lead down range with, and find a master machinist who's also a gunsmith.
Okay, that would be my Marlin 444. That's cut down to saddle gun length. Have you got a name and a number to point me to?
Give the engineer your name and number off the air. And I'll ask my engineer to take that when we wrap up our conversation here, Reload. I'll talk to you off the air, and we'll get something going for you, okay?
Hey, that sounds great, but I got to run.
Okay, well, you're off the air now, and my engineer will talk to you and get your name and number, okay? Thank you. We appreciate that. And that's my job, ladies and gentlemen, is to be here and help you achieve your goals. Talk radio is entertainment. Talk radio is educational. Talk radio is something that should be just plain fun, quite frankly. And my job, 2 hours a week, is to entertain you, inform you, educate you, sit here and have some fun, and that's what I bring to the table, is my expertise related to preparedness, and these are related topics. Break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Everybody, this is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 20th of May, 2007. Talking to Freeze-Dry Guy the other day, and I mailed him a copy of my article, No Need for Panic. It's amazing how we get so busy, and I had neglected to do so up until the other day. He and I have not talked since I mailed him my article, No Need for Panic, which has to do with abrupt climate change and rising ocean levels, and the real timetable as opposed to the fictitious one the government's putting out publicly. I need to catch up with Freeze-Dry Guy this week and discuss with him the implications of my article, No Need for Panic, available at my website, thelibertyman.com. I think he'll have some interesting feedback for me. In the meantime, you need to be aware that Freeze-Dry Guy continues to run his Special, which is a one-month supply of best quality, very tasty freeze-dried food, one-month supply for, oh, what is that he's getting for that? $239 for 1 month of very tasty food, not boring stuff. Or 3 months for one person, $672. I know some people that just incorporate tasty freeze-dried food in their normal diet because it is so good and it is so nutritious and it is economical. I always ask people when they're looking at these purchases, this is a major dollar amount for most folks, I know it would be for me, to compare, shop and compare. And make sure you're, no pun intended, you're comparing apples with apples. A freeze-dried guy sells to the government. He has loading docks for 18-wheel semi-tractor trailers. This is a serious operation. Compare what's being offered by the vendors offering food. Compare the quality, the pricing, and the shipping charges. And once you do this, once you've done your due diligence, you'll understand that freezedryguy.com is where you're going to want to shop. He has a toll-free number, of course. It's 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Be sure you told him you heard about his product line on the John Moore Show. He'll appreciate that, and so will I. This is a live call-in show. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. I go to some effort and spend quite a bit of time to seek out services and products that will be helpful for the John Moore audience. Things that are difficult to find, like steam engines. Things that are easy to find, like I've become a travel agent, for example, and you can buy your cruises and tours and airplane tickets and hotel lodging off my website now at the same internet discount pricing that you're used to paying, except you're buying it from John Moore, and I would appreciate the help and the opportunity to be of service to you in that manner. But I go to some trouble to find these products and services to be of benefit to you, to help you achieve your goals. Now, where else are you going to find steam engines? This is pretty highly unusual, to say the least. And I'm selling them at a 10% discount below what the manufacturers, Mike Brown, is selling them for. That's our agreement between the two of us. I still haven't got down to visit Mike Brown's factory, and it's on my list of things to do. We've had some illness in the Moore family that my wife's been helping with, and that's soon to be finished and our health restored, so we can get back to doing some fun things like getting down and visiting Mike Brown's steam engine factory. We've got a next caller on hold, Kevin in Northwest Indiana. How are things in Northwest Indiana, sir?
Yes, good afternoon, John, and thank you. It's a nice thing that you do for us, and the steam engine. I now that he's building boilers too, because I need one of those. I do not have the skills to weld up a boiler.
Most people don't. I don't have that skill either, Kevin. And Mike Brown finally, after several years, he finally figured out he could sell more steam engines if he started fabricating boilers.
That's he sold another one. The last time you told me, when I heard that last week, it's only a matter of time now where I'll be buying one of each unit from him.
Outstanding. Well, if you buy it from me, you'll get a 10% discount.
Well, there you go. I will be doing that. Thank you.
Okay, great. Yeah. What can we help you with today, sir?
Well, I got the maps that you recommended we get of the future water levels.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And I would like your definition of the word abrupt. And I would like to know, maybe those maps that I got, do you think they're really pretty accurate?
Are you talking about scallions maps?
Yes, scallions, yes, correct.
Okay. Now, you and I know what we're talking about. We need to bring the listeners up to speed here. There's a gentleman, he's a psychic. Gordon Michael Scallion is his name. His last name is a hyphenated word, Michael Scallion. Mr. Scallion has prepared maps which show North America, in fact, the world, but we'll just talk about North America, what the North American continent looks like after these oceans have settled to their new levels. Now, before you start saying, oh, he's just a psychic, I've been investigating murders for 35 years, and I know law enforcement for decades has used psychics to help solve murders. You know, psychics do have capabilities. Now, I've taken these maps, the same map you're talking about here, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
I've showed it to three different submarine veterans in different times and places. These men don't know each other. Now, these men all saw what I can't get my hands on. They all saw the actual U.S. Navy maps, which are classified, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what they say. From the Rocky Mountains east, which, of course, is, you know, three-fourths of the United States, from the Rocky Mountains east, Scallion's map is very accurate except for Wisconsin. The Navy maps show Wisconsin being underwater. Scallion's map does not.
That's
now,
right.
In addition, you know, there's about 20 other psychics who prepared about 20 different maps. I've shown a number of these maps to these veterans. They all conclude that Scallion's is the closest to the U.S. Navy maps when it comes to the Rocky Mountains east. Now, from the Rocky Mountains west, they say Scallion is way off base. The U.S. Navy classified map shows a dramatic less damage to the West Coast than Scallion does.
Well, I came to that conclusion myself, personally, and with this thought being my reasoning, is that it would probably take a large meteor hit to level all the mountains out there in order to the water to go over where Scallion has them.
Well, you're right. And what the Navy is saying is basically is that those plates, the Pacific plate and the North American continent plate, are going to slip apart. And that's a fairly common scenario that a lot of geologists and people who study earthquakes are familiar with, is the Pacific plate slipping away under the ocean. Because a good portion of dry land in California is part of the Pacific plate. And if that breaks loose and slips under the ocean, that's the most likely scenario for the West Coast.
Okay, now back to the word abrupt.
Okay, let's talk about abrupt. Here's what I've got from these Navy veterans. Independently, men who don't know each other at different times and places. The U.S. Navy says that when this ice starts breaking off the Antarctic primarily, it'd be some Greenland, of course, when this starts in sincerity, the final portion of it, it'll be about a 30-day period of time when the real breakup of the Ross Ice Shelf, for example, and some of these other big ice shelves down there, commences and gets to the point where these oceans are coming up in a dramatic and fast fashion over a period of about a month. Now, that's pretty abrupt. And it's not going to be like filling a bathtub with warm water. There's going to be a slosh effect, once again going to the Navy's classified briefings, damage on the East Coast up to the Blue Ridge Parkway. Now, that will be tidal waves coming in from the ocean, damaging the East Coast up to the Blue Ridge Parkway, which is typically 80 to 100 mile moors from the East Coast right now.
Okay.
On the eastern edge of the Smoky Mountain, the Appalachian Mountains.
So, in essence, the word the definition for abrupt has two different time meanings because of locations on the planet.
Yes, sir. Now, that's the ocean level. Now, with the Gulf Stream, the North Atlantic Thermohaline Conveyor, that also will be fairly abrupt. Once the Gulf Stream stops moving that warm water, from the southern Atlantic to the northern Atlantic, and from the Caribbean to the northern Atlantic. That's going to be a pretty abrupt change also. And at that point, England, Ireland, and Scotland will have the climate of Moscow instead of what they've had all these past centuries.
Okay, well, this is why I wanted to know the definition of abrupt, because if it's a tidal wave type of scenario where a slash that you mentioned, then there really is no forewarning, and that pretty much is...
Not for the average public, not for the public. There won't be...
Right, that's what I'm thinking. See, there won't be any way for them to get in their cars and drive and be out of harm's way.
Absolutely not. Now, I do a lot of live speaking engagements. I'll ask my audience, would the government lie to you, to 100 or 200 people? And everybody laughs and makes fun of that comment because, of course, the government would lie to us. Most adults with an IQ above room temperature are in agreement that, given the opportunity, and if it would suit their own needs, the government would lie to us.
Okay, so what you're saying is, even though we see 30 days in advance that things are major happening, the people will still not respond, and a tidal wave is going to get most of them.
I believe that will be the case.
Yeah.
The Antarctic is the most remote place on the face of the Earth, and
so we won't know when.
Yeah, shutting down news out of there is a pretty simple thing to do.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that really.
If the governments of the world don't want news coming out of there, no news is going to come out of there, including the Ross Ice Shelf breaking up and falling into the ocean. The Ross Ice Shelf is the size of Texas, and it is above the water level a mile. It's 3,000 to 5,000 feet above sea level. Ice the size of Texas. That's just one ice shelf. There are several others that are almost as large. And you calculate that kind of water and ice in cubic miles. And when that hits the oceans, it's going to be an event of biblical proportions, so to speak.
Well, thank you. You've answered my questions very well.
Well, thank you for calling, sir.
Yes, you're welcome.
Okay, and we've got Gary in Tennessee. Go ahead, Gary.
Hello, John. How are you doing today?
Sure. Good. What's on your mind, sir?
I was trying to help this elderly gentleman that...
Now, what makes you think he was elderly?
Well, I don't know, because he talks like I do.
Yeah, I know. He sounded like some 22-year-old, did he?
He already wore one eye out, as I understand it.
That's one way to put it, yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to give him some help. There is probably one person that I know of personally that is probably one of the best gunsmith, machinist, ballistics experts in the country. And I've given you this address before. I'm going to give it to you again.
Okay, what is that, Gary?
www.sugarkingindustries.com.
Okay.
And you go to his, if you go to the cartridge section in his website,
okay,
it will absolutely freak you out. We're talking about 50 caliber, 600 yard guaranteed minute of accuracy.
Really?
Yeah. We're talking about a 280 Remington JDJ. That's his name, I guess, or that's what he calls it anyway. And he'll do what, in a 15-inch Encore single-shot pistol, he'll match a 280 rifle. This guy knows his stuff.
Well, I dialed up the website while you're talking here, Gary, and it's quite impressive.
Yeah.
Sierra Kilo Industries. Sierra Kilo Industries, right.
I guarantee you one thing, if this man can't make some sort of a scope mount for this other gentleman that called in earlier and put him in business, there isn't anybody in this country can't do it.
Well, from just a quick glance at this website, it looks very professional, and I would have to, just off the top of my head, agree that it's certainly worth talking to this guy.
He's a small company in Ohio.
Yep.
He does a lot of government work. He does an awful lot of specialty work. And he does a lot of subsonic whisper stuff that reaches out a long ways and is real quiet. And it's really exotic stuff, but he's a guy I would love to have you have on the program.
Well, if he would agree, I wouldn't mind having him on home.
I'll tell you why. I don't care what kind of question you want to ask this man, he's going to have an answer for it now. He's even got a, excuse me, a 375 JDJ that you can go elephant hunting with.
No kidding.
And I'm talking about some really strange stuff here.
Well, he's a licensed, I'm looking at the website, licensed class 2 manufacturer, does suppressed pistols. He's into all kinds of interesting things here, it looks like.
You can spend a whole day on his website.
Oh, yeah. Several hours at least. Yep. You have to go take a lunch break and come back.
Anyway, I want to try to help this man out.
Well, we appreciate that, Gary.
Well, I'm old, too, you know. We need all the help we can get.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for your call.
Have a nice day, and I love your program, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We got a break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 20th of May, 2007. We're quickly coming to the top of the hour. Let's see if we can get one more call in before the top of the hour. Monty in Texas. Are you there, sir? Monty's gone. Okay. Sheldon in Arizona. Are you there, sir?
Hello, John.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I believe that this is the first time I've called into your show. I have my own online talk show. I get into talking about weather modification, and it was Chris Gerner that inspired me to get into research in that. Now, I heard on a past show where you were on Frank Whalen, you had mentioned that a number of agencies are relocating out to Denver. Is there any updates on that?
No specific updates, Sheldon. Here's what you're going to observe if you look carefully. Associated Press, United Press International, and you need to dig on these because the wire service will have in their daily archives and their older archives a lot of news that won't make the front page of Drudge or, of course, your newspaper or Time or Look or Life magazine, whatever these News Weekly, U.S. News and World Report. If you look at these wire services carefully on a regular basis, you'll see where government offices of 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people are being moved away from Washington, D.C. and other places near the ocean and to higher ground on the interior of the country. You'll be saying, I've already observed it. I don't have the time to do that research all the time, but I have observed that. And this will continue to happen incrementally. The main evacuation won't begin for another 19 months, and that's not going to be all government agencies. It's just going to be a few government agencies and a few thousand people and their families. I'm already having different government employees contact me, Sheldon, and they're very disappointed and upset to find out that they're not on the list, them and their families, to be evacuated with the select and chosen few. Typically, it's going to be people connected to the intelligence services, connected to science and technology that the New World Order, the government, considers necessary for continuity of government. And if you work for the Social Security or Department of Health, Human and Health and Services, and or Medicare or Medicaid, things of that nature, you're not going to be on the list because you're not important enough.
Right. Oh, well, that's all I wanted to know. I know you're up against the clock here, so thanks. Thanks, John.
Okay, thank you, Sheldon. Yeah, we are against the clock. I expect to hear the music here momentarily. Ladies and gentlemen, these events continue to move forward, and it's inevitable. It can't be stopped. If you're listening and wondering what I'm talking about because you haven't heard this show before, you need to bring yourself up to speed. If you have not got a copy of my article, no need for panic. I just ran off another 50 copies last week. This is not a huge operation. I go to the UPS store and I run off